We belong to the Lord. God owns my life. For none of us lives to himself alone, and none of us dies to himself alone. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Romans 14, verses 7 and 8. This passage causes me to pause. I am overwhelmed and convicted by Paul's words, "We belong to the Lord." Webster's dictionary defines belong to as to accompany, follow, join with, go together, be connected, to be complete, owned as property or possession. In effect, we are not our own in life or death. We are property, slaves, and servants of the Lord. Over time, a slave or servant will begin to think and behave like his master. As I grow spiritually, I become a slave to righteousness and a servant of others. I'm grateful to God that I'm developing a slave or a servant mindset. When I get up, I ask God what he wants me to do. Given choices, I ask him what choices to make. I'm learning to replace I with we and to give God credit and praise for everything that happens. Every time I make an independent decision and act on my own, things do not turn out well. Even in moments of victory, without him, there is no peace or joy and lots of blood, sweat, and tears to clean up. I'm learning to be still and listen for his voice. God talks to me all the time and tells me what to do. I don't have to think about the situation or the problem. My job is simple. I have to suit up, show up, and follow orders. Child of God, have you surrendered every area of your life to Jesus? Have you called him Master and faithfully obeyed his last instruction? Have you realized that your body is not your own, but belongs to him? I encourage you to ask God to speak to you about any area of your life where you are acting like a runaway slave who fled the master's house. Come back. There is peace, joy, and abundance in his house. And yes, you do belong to him. Lord, thank you for the power of your word. Today I surrender all of me to you. Jesus, I call you Lord and Master. I commit to be a slave to righteousness and a faithful and obedient servant. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.